Rice spoke in a voice so low, only Waller could hear him.
Do you think that's wise, Evan? These people are truly insane. They'll kill us, themselves, anybody.
But therein lies the challenge. I want Abdul-Majid in particular. He was the front man, and he wasn't there. That means he was the one who betrayed me. And his betrayal cost me two of my best men. May God watch over their souls. Since Dimitri and Tanner had killed at least six people that Rice had personally witnessed, he doubted God was doing anything with them.
But why would they do that? You had what they wanted.
I intend to ask that very question when I find Dear Abdul. Pascal's BlackBerry chirped, and he glanced at the message. Waller had not missed this.
Yes, Pascal?
Pascal came forward and whispered into his boss's ear. Waller smiled.
The Muslims have come home to roost.
Progress?
Asked Rice.
It seems,
Waller said curtly. Waller stared at each of his men who stood silently in the darkness, hands clasped in front of them. He had drawn most of his associates from the military ranks of various countries, and they had retained their discipline and protocols. This pleased Waller, since he had worn the uniform as well. His gaze settled on Rice.
It would be disappointing to learn that I had a traitor within my own ranks.
Rice managed to find some courage under the withering gaze and said,
Don't look at me. Why would I betray you only to get myself blown up?
An adequate response, for now. Waller lifted the hoods off the rest of the ladies, scrutinized them, as he would cattle in an auction, and finally settled on one, the smallest. He gripped her skinny arm and pulled her along, her feet stumbling with the shackles.
We've soundproofed a room upstairs, said Rice. New carpeting and furniture, too. Do you want the shackles and cuffs off?
No. Give me 2 hours, and then send someone to clean up. As soon as Waller was outside of earshot, one of the guards edged over to Rice and said in a low voice,
Isn't Mr. Waller worried about stuff?
Like what? Asked Rice sharply.
The big man looked embarrassed.
You know, like AIDS, STDs, stuff like that.
These women are all virgins. That's sort of the point, Manuel.
But still, third world shit. Man never knows.
Rice gazed up the rickety set of stairs where his boss had disappeared with the girl.
I don't believe he actually has sex with them.
What then?
I don't really want to know.